like chicken. I pretty much ate. I did. Okay, she would cook. I would eat chicken and vegetables like every night. We did eat out a lot though. And we had hamburgers, but I would say for the most part like a meat, like chicken, and then like some sort of vegetable thing, and then maybe like mashed potatoes.
That's a typical American meal, my friend.
Yes.
I like it. Okay. Could you tell me the schools that you went to up until now?
Like, oh, starting with kindergarten?
Yeah.
Okay, I went to Mountain Park Elementary through third grade. Then I went to Sweet App Elementary for fourth and fifth grade. It was just, like, built, so we got moved there. And then I went to Northwestern Middle School for sixth and seventh grade. Then I went to Wesleyan School in eighth grade, which was, like, a private school.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like it, left, went back to Roswell for Roswell High School for all of high school, and then came here.
Right. Is that Wesleyan over at Norcross?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I live over here, so. Checking. Anyway, so how would you describe the education you got at any of these places?
I got a very good education, I would say. I know I had like a couple years when my mom did not like my teacher, and she said I got a bad education this year. But I think I got like probably one of the best educations you could have gotten growing up. I mean, Roswell High School, for instance, I think offers like more AP classes than like a good private school would. More like opportunities for students.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
Could you tell me maybe a story about middle school, a memory that you have about middle school?
Like about being at school.
Yeah, or just during that time, whatever.
Okay, well, when I went to private school, I had to drive like 45 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really like, and I would always be late. But there was this like intern counselor, like type person, and she like was friends with all the new students to be nice, so I would go in her office every morning so she would give me a pass to class. I remember doing that.
Nice. Very good.
So I think my teacher thought I had a lot of problems.
That's funny.
But I remember that. I mean, I remember that drive. Like, I did not like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Did the schools you attended have any sort of reputation in the community? Good or bad?
I mean, I think they had a good reputation. I would say, like, Northwestern, the middle school I went to, had a better reputation than the other middle school.
Crabapple.
Mm-hmm. I think that one had a bad reputation. But I would say like both elementary schools I think were looked at as very good. Roswell High School was definitely looked at as a good high school. I mean, it's really the only one in the area except for private schools, and then like Centennial, which is considered Roswell. Like anyone who lives on the other side of Roswell, like Roswell, not East Roswell, does not consider East Roswell Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like,
I live on State Bridge Road. Do you know where that is?
Is that East Roswell?
It's more towards East Roswell. It's, okay, if you take Mansell Road,
mm-hmm.
take Mansell Road out to Haynesbridge Road, and then Haynesbridge to Alabama Road.
Yeah.
It's technically in Johns Creek, what's now Johns Creek.
That's like so Alfreda, Roswell, East Roswell,
right.
Chattahoochee area,
exactly.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. We'll talk about that a little later, the geography and whatnot. But why was Northwestern considered a better school than Crabapple?
I think it was like a newer school was a big thing. I don't know why, but I just remember people always like kind of making fun of Crabapple. It was definitely like an old building. I mean, I don't really remember
mm-hmm.
because I didn't go there, but I think I like played sports with a lot of people who went to Crabapple, and they kind of, I mean, just always people were like making fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about Roswell High School, like a typical